I suppose it would be about September of 1940. Things had sort of calmed down a little bit back then. I came back to Swanage and to work in Tatters and set forth on what was my main contribution, I suppose, which was doing something about height finding, which was never very accurate, and in particular, it wasn't accurate enough to place a fighter on the tail of a night bomber, which was the only effective way of doing it. Otherwise, I mean, if you put him above or below, he really didn't know where the bomber was, and this was the situation until fighter aircraft effectively carried their own radar sets, which wasn't in practice effective until about 1942, I suppose. So on a 240-foot tower at Wrenchcombe Farm at Wortham Trappers, we mounted a whole string of 1.5 metre dipoles. There would have been 56 of these. The idea was to do height finding by what was in principle a very simple method of physics, by producing the radar equivalent of a searchlight, except that it wasn't a searchlight which was round in two dimensions. It was a searchlight which was more, you really should have called it a fan rather than a searchlight, so that it was a flat piece of radiation which covered about 90 degrees of azimuth, and which you can move up and down from about 0 to 15 degrees.